So in our yogic practice, this week is Standing Pose Week. So today we're going to do the standing poses to the wall. So place your mat long ways out from the wall. We're using the wall as a prop for a couple of reasons. And mainly, the support of the wall helps to prevent faulty movements. And we're doing standing poses because the earth element will help to give us stability, which I think we're needing at this moment. And using props also helps our confidence. So this should help us share this class together, the first one, through this method. And remember, Guruji never tolerated bent legs or crooked legs in standing poses. And no, the legs are where the tamo guna reigns. The earth element dominates, and by nature, the earth element is massive, and that's why the legs give us that solid support to the body. There are three gunas, and the sattvic element is illumination, rajistic element, vibrancy, and the tamasic element is inertia. So we're going to work to make sure that the legs that are ruled by that tamasic element, that, and it's also rich in the earth element and dominated by vata, being one of the main karmendriyas, organs of action, we're going to convert that state of inertia to that of action, from dullness to sharpness. And that is why Guruji said, those who are dull in the legs are dull in the brain too. If the legs are asleep, so is the whole being. So with that in mind, let's prepare for Uttita Trikonasana. Left foot against the wall. Step the right leg wide. Keep the heel, right heel, in line with the inner arch of the left foot. Lift the inner ankle of the left foot to the level of the outer ankle. Stand in the center of both feet. Weight even over both feet. Raise the arms, shoulder height, and be conscious of the left side. So hold the inner left leg towards the wall and the left arm strong to the wall. Inhale, and with the exhalation, elongating the right side of your body until the right arm's gone to its maximum. And then when it can't go any further, place it onto the ankle, shin, or support. Pause there. Now turn the front body up towards the ceiling, pressing the left outer heel to the wall. Spin that left leg out. As you spin the left leg out, go on broadening the pelvis. So you're moving the pelvis from left, sorry, from right to left. Pause. Elongate the sternum towards the chin. Take the head slightly back so you feel the back body. Inhale, come up. Pause. Turn the feet, jump the legs together, and go to the second side. Right foot against the wall, stepping the left leg out mindfully, keeping the heel in line with the center arch of the wall foot. Wait. Find out how that wall leg is held, and you rotate it from inside out. Go on rolling that wall leg, the right leg out, opening the pelvis. Inhale and maintaining a holding towards the wall, extend into the room and place the left hand down onto the shin. Both legs rolling out. Spin your left leg out from the source. The whole leg rolling out. And as you roll the right leg out, cut the outer ankle in. So it's a counteraction to the spinning of the leg from the pit of the leg. And as you spun your left leg out, turn the pelvis in the opposite direction. Turn the waist from back to front. Pause. Rest the heel against the wall. And inhale, come up. Turn the feet, jump the 2 feet together. Wait. Now the same pose, but this time you'll be working with your front leg, your right leg to the wall. Place the right foot up the wall, not just the toes. So the heel's on the floor and the sole of the foot is against the wall. And step your left leg back for Uttita Trikonasana. When you are working with your back leg to the wall, your left leg, you're working the back leg. Now here, you're working the front leg. So mindfully position. So check the midline of your right leg is in line with the second or third toe. The left inner arch of the foot in line with the right heel. Stand up tall and in the center of both feet. Raise the arms up, turn the palms up towards the ceiling, and now turn the right palm to face the wall. Inhale and exhale, slide that arm down the wall, until you can't go any further. Pause. Raise the left arm up. Fingertips domed, touching the wall. Pause. Wait there. See that the right leg is injected into the socket, holding it there. Press down on your left heel, and with the use of your left heel, left hand, roll the left side of the torso from front to back. See now if you can spin the right leg a little bit further and roll that right buttock in. Use the breath. Go to your maximum and inhale, come up. Turn the feet and prepare for the second side. See how you inject that left leg in to the joint and eject the trunk from the leg as you extend towards the wall. Slide the left hand down the wall and the right arm up the wall. Wait. Now don't broaden your ankle. Especially watch that you cut that outer ankle in. Then using your left hand onto the wall, use it as a lever and go on turning. Turn and bring that left waist forward and open the chest. Move the sternum towards the chin. Throat quiet. Look slightly upward. Watch the breath. No hardening. And then inhale, come up. Turn the feet. Jump the arms and the legs together. Stand in Tadasana. Soft, slow, quiet inhalation. Soft, slow, quiet exhalation. Now, Adho Mukha Svanasana with the hands against the wall. Thumbs to the inside, fingers to the outside. Use the pressure of the hands to the wall and to the floor to bring length and freedom in that upper arm. So pressurizing the hands, use that upper arm, armpit, chest. Feel the dorsal being extended. Now lift the heels up and get that freedom in the legs. Feel how the head of the shin bone is going into the socket. Then bring the heels closer to the floor, elongating the side chest. Feel as if the dorsals being pulled closer to your legs. And then weighting the heels, walk the hands back, fold the arms, resting Uttanasana. legs straight, and bring the body weight from the heels towards the sole of the foot, towards the toes, so the legs are completely perpendicular. Then elongate the side ribs, and so no part of the diaphragm is tightening. Exhale and extend downward. Exhale so the bottom ribs, diaphragm, are becoming elongated, and the front trunk gets released, the torso gets released downward. Just be quiet there for a few moments. The next pose will be Uttita Parshvakonasana. Once again, firstly doing with the heel against the wall. So inhale, come up with the exhalation, and now place yourself left foot against the wall, right foot out. Just double check that you've opened your legs wide enough so that when you bend your right leg, the shin is perpendicular and you're working to bring the thigh parallel to the floor. So being in position, be conscious of that left leg, and as if that middle inside third of the leg is like a steel plate, and it's going to resist the movement of the right leg. Inhale, and with an exhalation, bend the right leg, making a square. Extend the right arm out and place the right hand onto the floor on the big toe side. Pause. Now with that right knee, roll it slightly from inside out. And as you do, cut the right buttock in and extend the trunk away from the legs. Now your left leg thigh mustn't come forward. Move it back, and as you move it back, move the sacrum in. Raise the upper arm. Inhale, come up. Turn the feet. Jump arms, legs together. Second side. Right foot against the wall. Step the left leg out. Check the alignment. And use that stability of the wall to hold the right leg strong, active. Raise the arms up shoulder height. Bend the left leg, make a square. Holding the inside of the right leg. Don't drop it as you extend out to the left. Place the left hand onto the floor. Raise the right arm up. Opening. Watch that you keep the space between the neck and the shoulder. And now extend the arm so the arm goes past the back of the ear. Easing the left knee from the front to the back, roll the buttocks forward. Hold strongly with your right heel, pressing down on the right heel with a big movement of the right arm. Inhale, come up, turn the feet, jump arms, legs together. Now, same pose with the right foot up the wall. So the heels on the floor and the sole of the foot is at an angle. So this is important and helps strengthen the ankles. Keep the hands on the hip, holding the left leg, bend the right leg as much as possible, bringing the shin to be parallel to the wall and the thigh parallel to the floor. And now, this time, place the hand on the floor, on the brick, on the big toe side. Now use your hand on the inside of the knee to lever that knee back to allow you to cut the right buttock bone in. As the right buttock bone comes in, hold the left thigh back. Now use your left hand to go on rotating the torso. Pressing on your left heel. Inhale, come up. Turn the feet, release, and go to the second side. Take the time to check that alignment, the middle of the shin, middle of the ankle, in line with the second and third toe. Have your right leg far enough away to make a good angle at the back of your left knee when you bend it. Hands on the hips. Bend the left leg, making a square. Take the left hand on the inside. Pause. Now holding that left knee back. Roll the left buttock forward. As you roll the left buttock forward, hold the right thigh back. Elongate the sternum towards the chin, turning up towards the ceiling. So use the right hand to turn the trunk. Throat quiet. Stabilize yourself and then inhale, come up, turn the feet, jump armpit, legs together, wait. Stand in Tadasana, take the shoulders back. Shoulder blades in, narrow the back and broaden the chest. Feel, make sure that the pubis is lifted so the abdomen is up and release the top buttock down. Don't allow the any bloating of the stomach. So feel that the abdomen is unplugged from the pelvis. So in Tadasana, you place yourself mindfully, starting from the feet. So accurately doing, not clumsily doing. Now the next standing pose, and actually we'll only do three today, is Virabhadrasana 1. And you're going to do Virabhadrasana 1 with your right foot up the wall and step the left well back. So placing your right foot up the wall, check the alignment and step the left leg back well. So the left leg should be like Adho Mukha Svanasana, long and strong. Now, have the hands on the wall, not too low. Bend your right leg and see if you can bend the leg low. Now the two legs are working in opposite direction. So as the right leg bends and moves forward, the left holds back. To hold back, it also has to extend back. So it's as if that top legs are doing Hanumanasana. And now watch the tailbone. Don't allow the tailbone to go back and the waist forward. Lift the pubis off the back leg. Elongate the inner left knee back and roll the right buttock forward. Then pressurizing the feet, inhale, come up and second side. As you place your left foot there, check that the ankle stays slim and tall. Step that right leg back so the heel is just hovering onto the floor and you've got to maintain that right leg back, vibrant and strong. With the hands onto the wall, hold the torso tall. Wait. And now, so maintaining the torso into the center, you'll have the inclination to lean forward as you bend the leg. Bending that left leg, lift the trunk up. As you lift the trunk up, lift the pubis off the back leg. Sit as low as you can on that left thigh, holding it there. No tension in your throat. Lift the sternum plate and the anterior body. Pause. Inhale, come up, turn the feet, jump arms, legs together, feet together. Stand in Tadasana. Now prepare for Bhairavajasana 1. So you'll be twisting to the right, so the knees and the thighs are to the left. Adjust your buttocks, your sit bones on a support to levelize the pelvis, and as if you can weight the both sit bones evenly. So with the 2 feet to the left, the left foot crosses the right, and the left toes point straight back while the right turn to the side. Now, sitting in the center of the sit bones, sit tall, sit upright. Inhale, and with an exhalation, twist to the right. Take your right shoulder back. And as you take your right shoulder back, cut your left scapula, your left shoulder blade in. Don't disturb your foundation, the feet, the legs. And now, after turning to your maximum, turn the head to face into the room. That means you're not overloading the neck. Soft, quiet inhalation, soft, slow, and with the next exhalation, go to your maximum. And then release. Straighten your legs out in front of you. Push away. And then take the legs to the opposite side. So you'll be turning left. So your legs will be to the right. Adjust. You might need slightly different support when you're turning to the second side. Ground the shins, the feet. Re-establish yourself on the 2 sit bones. And don't disturb this foundation as you elongate the spine, vertically lift upward, horizontally open out, and then rotate to the left. Pause for a moment. As you've taken your left shoulder back, bring the right shoulder blade in and take the right shoulder back. Pause for a moment. Use your hands to further turn the upper arm, the shoulders outward and back. Lift the sternum plate, and using the exhalations, go on rotating. Feel that you're turning from the waist, turning from the diaphragmic band, turning the nipple band, and then bring the head back to look into the room. And then with the exhalation, go to your maximum. And then release and straighten the legs out in front. Pause there. So as this is beginning and the class is really designed to bring you back into your body and also to stabilize yourself. So now we'll go for inversions. So set yourself up for Shizasana. So remember the movement of the legs in standing poses, and inversions are different. In standing poses, you move from the heel to the source, and inversions from the source to the heel. So they're anti-gravitational. So prepare yourself for your shiatsu. So in your usual manner, up you go to shiatsu. So feel the vertical lift, the legs absolutely straight. So there's tremendous lift in your upper arm. And with that lift, keep your face sober. But dig the upper arm. Try to feel the ball of the socket joint holding tall. Without turning the toes down, bring the outer foot bone down and extend the ball of the foot. Spread the sole and space the toes. Tadasana legs. Chest in a raised state, but don't puff your abdomen or allow the buttocks to project backwards. Both shoulders must ascend upward evenly. So you have to pressurize your forearms to ascend the shoulders. If one shoulder isn't lifting, press that forearm a little bit more to levelize. So just lifting the bicep isn't enough. It's the shoulder itself that has to go up. Lift the spine and it will lessen any pressure on the abdomen. The abdomen should be soft and it has to search the spine. Take the abdomen within, thighs back, and ascend the spine. Don't pump the abdomen or the thighs.